Today, our school prayer focus are the parents, of students of all ages. Students learn better when parents remain involved in supporting and participating in the child's learning process. Research reveals students are better academically, socially, intellectually. If a parent views, on the other hand, the school negatively that the student attends, this can be an obstacle to their success. On the other hand, parents also need support with all the things that their students face: school supplies, clothes, extracurricular activities, overseeing homework, school notices, juggling work and school schedules, peer pressure, meals, parent-teacher conferences, attending school events, and just thinking about it and saying that is overwhelming. And there's so much more. So let's face it, parents need prayer and support in raising students through the school year. So we're going to pray for parents to be involved with their child's educational process and find ways to balance their own lives, to be actively engaged in the educational process of their children, and be able to balance life, work, and raising kids. So Father, we lift up the parents. We thank you that you are our parent. Oh, and we are so grateful for that. And you oversee our education in Christ, in our education and growth. So now we plead in the name of Jesus that the unsaved parents would surrender their lives to Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. We ask that the Holy Spirit would convict them and draw them to Jesus in faith and repentance. That believing parents will grow in their relationship with you, that they would do this so they can train godly children. We pray that the believing parents will also exercise a powerful and righteous influence genuinely, and all the parents would be genuinely interested in their children and education, causing them to take an active role in their children's lives. Grant them good working relationships between the teachers and the parent. We ask the parents would respect and support the teachers and administration unless it crosses the line in things that are their standards. We plead that parents will create an atmosphere at home that will help the children learn and grow, that the parents will take the initiative to teach and train them at home, that they would exercise discipline in their house and determine in their hearts to love and discipline their children in the ways they need to go. Grant them wisdom, Father, patience, insight, and love to do this. Unfailing love. Grant them a spirit of prayer to pray for the parents, the teachers, administrators, their classmates, and other students, that they would cover and saturate their school and all the personnel with prayer. Give the parents a burden concerning the seriousness of their responsibility. Recognize the staggering response with diligence and determination in raising their kids, that they be sensitive and wise concerning each of their children's needs, to recognize the problems and grant them wisdom, patience, power, and love on how to deal with them. We bless them with strength and power to cope with the pressure and demands of raising a child and trying to balance work and life and other children and other family members. Grant them wisdom. Grant them persistence in the face of the needs. Help them to carry this out rigorously. We pray they would lead their children well, modeling a vibrant prayer life, faith, and Bible study, that parents would embrace their role as the chief disciple makers, that parents would decide between public, private, and homeschooling, and which one would be the best for their children and their needs, that they would be engaged with the local school system, wisdom and courage to counter ungodly influences and indoctrination within the education, that the parents would have wisdom and discernment to know what their child is struggling with spiritually, relationally, academically, and other ways, and that they would seek you on how to handle the situation best. We pray for the parents' marriages to be strong, that those going through challenges in their marriage would find the help and healing they need. Those who are single would have endurance and a support system as they seek to create stable and safe homes for their children to come home to. And parents homeschooling for the first time would have wisdom in choosing the right curriculum and extracurricular activities that best fit their children's needs. Again, we end this, Father, thanking you that you are our parent. May people learn from your parenting skills and how you have taught us and trained us and educated us, and that they will also be that way to their children. In Jesus' name.